camellia bushes. I got one of those got me out there one day when I was trimming on that bush right out there.
Well, those things aren't much fun.
Mm-mm.
Do you have this thing that makes a nest looks like it's made out of dirt or clay, usually on the side?
Dirt daubas?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we have plenty of those.
Do those things stay?
I don't think so. I don't think they do.
I see. And this little insect that's bad about burrowing up under your skin and making it itch.
Oh, yes, we have those too.
What do you call them?
Call them red bugs.
Do you ever call them chiggers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see, we were talking about snake doctor. What about different types of snakes around here?
Well, we have rattlesnakes and we have water moccasins. And black snakes and coach whips. And some people have said something about call snakes, but I have never seen too many of those. Yeah, of course you have old rat snakes. And but your moccasins and your rattlesnakes, they are both poisonous and they are both most of the kind we have around here.
Have you ever heard of any kind of snake that's supposed to kill and eat other snakes?
A king snake? I've heard of that, but I never have seen one.
This is an insect that you see a lot of times hopping around in your front yard. Some of them green, some of them black.
Grasshoppers?
Yes, ma'am. You know, we were talking about woodpecker and peckerwood a minute ago. Never heard anybody turn around grasshopper and say hopper grass?
Well, I may have. I don't really recall.
Okay. When we were talking about bait that you fish with, these little fish that some people might use for
that. Minnows.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And these things sometimes will gather in the corners of your ceiling and you have to get a broom.
Spiders. We have plenty of those too.
Now, when you say spiders, are you talking about the insect or the web that they?
No, I'm talking about the insect and spider web.
Would that be?
That's the thing they make, you know.
Could they do that in the corner of your ceiling?
Mm-hmm. Oh, anywhere. Sometimes I don't know how it does it. It may not be the spider that makes it, but sometimes they hang down, you know, from the ceiling. It usually takes that for me to see.
Okay, you ever heard of those webs called cobwebs?
Yes.
Is a cobweb the same as a spider web, as far as you know?
As far as I know, it would be.
Okay. And the part of a tree that grows underground, you call that the
roots?
Yes, ma'am. And a tree that you can supposedly tap for syrup, that would be
a maple tree.
Do you have those? Mm-hmm. And, well, what are some of the different kinds of trees that grow around here?
Well, we have magnolias and sweet bay and pine, all kind of pine trees, long, short, loblolly. And oak trees, many live oak, water oak, and chestnut trees, and then you have your ornamental trees like dogwood. And there is a maple tree that grows here, but you do. It's not a one of those syrup making kind. It's one that blooms with little red blooms. I'm sure you've seen those. And well, let me see what else now. Now we have cherry, wild cherry trees, and sweet gum trees, black gum. I don't know, just it's really a lot of them.
Well, you have this kind that has a kind of a scaly bark with knots all over it?
Cedar trees.
Cedar.
Uh-huh.
What about sycamores?
I don't think we have too many sycamores. I don't believe so.
Have you ever heard of any type of bush that has, well, it has